Humans have a tendency to often blame something that they cannot explain on even more inexplainable phenomena. With that, welcome to today's episode of Conspiracies Woven in Time. Today's episode is a diary entry made 61 years ago from a search party looking into 9 missing children. Yes, exactly, that's 9 missing children. The diary entries belong to Mikhail.
1960. Today, we found the remaining 4 bodies when the snow melted near the peak. It's so terrible what happened to them. They were just 9 innocent college students out on a very fun trip. In fact, they just wanted to hike 200 miles in 16 days and then return back to their college for the summer, for the spring semester. But I guess their fate had something different altogether. When we were told in February that there were 9 kids missing, we assumed it was just a trip. What would a harmless trip do? Well, we were wrong. When we reached the final campsite that these children were at, near peak 1079, also locally known as the Dead Mountain, what we found shocked us. Obviously we would have found something wrong, but this was out of the ordinary. We found a half-collapsed tent, and inside, everything was laid so well. There was food, there was rations, the warm clothes, and even their boots. Which only made us wonder, if their boots were here, then what were they wearing? The most peculiar thing was that the tent was slashed from the inside. Well, we didn't know what to think because there was no signs of struggle, there was no forced entry. There was nothing that seemed odd, except that the tent was slashed from the inside. These kids were in a hurry. They were in a hurry to get out of there, so fast that they didn't even have the time to open the zipper. What could have caused that? Anyway, we started looking for evidence, or at least trying to find something related to these kids that would lead us to these kids. We were hoping in our hearts that they are safe, that we aren't too late. But as we went down the valley in the forest, we found 2 dead bodies near the fire. The 2 of them belonged to the group that we were looking for. Our hearts sank. And then, a few hundred meters away, 3 more. There was absolutely no way of understanding how these kids died, except probably freezing. But why would they do that? Why would someone run in the middle of the night in temperatures that fell below minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, knowing that it is going to be a short death? And they were half naked. All they had on their bodies were pairs of underwears. All of their clothes were inside the tent. Were they really in such a hurry, or were they victims of something very, very, very unfortunate? Anyway, we spent the rest of the day, the rest of the week, trying to find these 4 missing bodies, hoping that maybe them we can reach. But we didn't. We searched and searched and searched, but we couldn't find any clue where they were. Up till today, when the 4 bodies were reported to us. The sad part is that these bodies have marks of actual human hits. 2 of the bodies were found with broken ribs, 1 with partially crushed skull. Did these deaths happen then, or were these later? Because The other bodies found dead had absolutely no marks on them. But these bodies were subjected to trauma blunt force. They were subjected to being hit, and it only had to be another person because animals would have torn them apart, not hit them. What would have 9 college students done to have deserved that? What did they see that they could not unsee that drove them to their death? I can't imagine that happening to my child, and I absolutely do not want to imagine that ever happening again. But I wish we would have taken that complaint seriously and looked for them earlier. Maybe we could have saved them. Maybe they would still be alive. And it is all our fault. Well, it's too late to save them. And I hope that we've learned our lesson from this. And the next time we are reported, we will actually go and save these people, because I cannot stand sight of another dead body ever again in my life, especially if it's a child.
Well, guys, like Mikhail said, I wonder what was so maddening that the children ran to their deaths in the frozen peaks. For more stories like this, subscribe, like, and share our content, and explore more unsolved mysteries with us. Till then, we hope you are a little more adventurous and a lot more curious.